as we're stuck here in the middle of winter, or maybe hopefully toward the end of winter, we still see a lot of brown and drab and dull things outside, but that doesn't mean it has to be that way on the inside also. If you're looking to maybe liven up your indoor space by incorporating some house plants, well, there are some basic tips on some things that you should look for. Now, I am not an expert on houseplants. Things die when I have to take care of them like that. But fortunately, the folks at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are very much experts on those types of things. And Aaron Stile, a consumer horticulture specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, recently put out a piece giving us some helpful tips on what to look for and what types of things we might consider if we are indeed looking to spruce up the indoor area of our lives. Now, Iowa winters, as we know, can be dreary. Temperatures dip below zero. We've seen that recently. And gardeners often find themselves longing for a break from the cold, brown outdoors during the winter. And he suggests a simple solution to the issue is to incorporate a houseplant into your home. And luckily, becoming a successful plant parent, they say, can be very attainable, so long as you listen to your plant's needs and follow some general tips for success. So Aaron Stile put out some information for us, and he says the first thing that you want to consider when you might be selecting a house plant is the light that's available in your home. Now, luckily, many common houseplants available here in Iowa have been popularized specifically because of their lower light needs. Now, he suggests a good rule of thumb is that most houseplants will thrive in bright, indirect light. So the best way to provide this is to place a plant next to a window, but also not in a direct ray of sun. That can cause some damage. I know I've seen and talked to some folks who use shears in their home, not to eliminate the natural light that comes in from the sun, but just to dumb it down a little bit so they're not getting such direct rays of sunlight on some of the plants that they get, and they're still getting plenty of that type of sunlight that they need. Now, he suggests that certain plants, including snake plants, ZZ plants, and cast iron plants, they require almost no direct sunlight. On the opposite end of the spectrum, though, many succulents and cacti require a lot of sunlight and will actually thrive in direct rays of light. So falling somewhere in the middle, plants like the philodendron, pothos, and pilea appreciate the bright indirect light that we talked about earlier. Now, he suggests one thing to be mindful of when determining the best spot for your new plant is that catch-all rules about the light available from windows facing in a particular direction may not necessarily always apply in your case. He says a south-facing window is often considered to have bright light, but the amount of light coming through a window can be impacted by several different factors. Different obstructions, trees, for example, other buildings, coatings on the window, or even the width of the overhang on your roof. All those things can change the amount of light that actually comes through your window. So Stile says those are things that you definitely want to consider when it comes to the amount of light that those plants might be getting. Now, water, of course, is another essential ingredient if you're looking to cultivate some good indoor plants, some nice healthy ones. And overwatering is another common issue, he says, that many new plant owners face. One of the most common problems many indoor gardeners face is overwatering. Now, he says it's so easy to do accidentally, and when it happens, the symptoms actually look much like underwatering. Stile says overwatering is indeed a common issue, but if you are aware of your plant's needs, you can conquer this. He said a mistake that many new plant parents tend to make is to water their plants on a schedule, or perhaps according to a chart or an app. Now, he suggests that this is not recommended because a plant's watering needs can be influenced by a wide variety of factors that apps may not be considering. Now, these can be things like plant size, the soil type, the container type that's used, and even the time of the year. He says most foolproof method is to check plants on a set schedule, but then only water when the top inch or so of soil is dry to the touch. So if you notice your houseplant wilting, don't immediately assume that this is because there's a lack of water, because wilting can also be a sign of dry conditions or overwet conditions. He suggests instead you check your plant for signs of root rot or overwatering first. And of course, one of the easiest ways to check to see if the plant is in need of water is just to stick a finger in there just an inch or so deep and see if the topsoil is indeed dry or if it is still wet. And they also said don't be afraid to ask questions because they do have a wide variety of extension resources available to folks who enjoy houseplants. In fact, the ISU Extension and Outreach Horticulture and Home Pest News is a good one for that. And also they have some guides for houseplant success that can be found on the Extension and Outreach store. If you follow some different links there, look for indoor plants, look for lighting and houseplants from the Ryman Gardens, and also home propagation techniques as well. A lot of different options there for different resources for you. They suggest that becoming a successful plant parent is attainable so long as you observe your plant's needs and keep your home environment in mind when selecting a plant. Make sure you do your research and don't be afraid to try something new. Now, a lot of times, too, coming up on the Easter season, folks will have different types of plants that perhaps they might want to continue keeping alive in the house, like Easter lilies and different types of lilies and those types of plants during this time of the year. And I know a recent visit to my mom's house, I happened to notice some very, very large ones sitting in pots, and I asked her about those, and yeah, she's got actually some lilies that were given to her when my grandmother passed away and when my uncle passed away that are still thriving, and they're very large because they're getting an appropriate amount of water and the appropriate amount of sunlight. In fact, the one is 24 years old now, and the other one is 17 years old. So these can last a good long time if you do take care of them and water and provide the appropriate amount of sunlight to them as is needed. So those are the things that you really want to look out for when you're selecting those types of things. Select ones that are going to be good for the space that you do have available, wherever it is that you want to dress up your home. And if it's a place that has ample access to lots of sunlight, then look for those types of plants that will use that. If it's plants that don't need quite so much sunlight or not direct sunlight, make sure you're grabbing the types of plants that will work for that space as well. And then also, of course, make sure about the watering issues. Make sure it's getting enough water, but not too much water also. And another thing that we might note as well, too, when selecting the location for some of those plants, certain things this time of the year to watch out for, to be mindful of. Well, first of all, would be the window space, where if you're looking to get some sunlight, that's one thing, but you certainly don't want the leaves of the plant touching the windows at this time of the year, because the cold on the windows can really affect those plants negatively as well. And then the other issue would be, especially this time of the year, where the heat is running in your home so often, is to make sure you watch where those vents are. If you have floor or baseboard vents, you don't want that hot, dry air blowing directly on those plants as well. That could affect your watering schedule and some of those kinds of things, issues also. So be aware and be mindful of those types of things as well if you're looking for some appropriate places to be able to set those plants and decorate up the home. So have some fun with house plants if you're looking to spruce things up on the indoors before we get a chance to get to the outdoors here this spring. And if you need more information, the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website has plenty of information for you there as well. You can go to isuanr@iastate.edu to get some more information about the agricultural and natural resources notes there from Extension and Outreach. So enjoy the indoors, and maybe you can get some plants to come along for the ride.